CPR 18 for the week ending December 3rd, 2010.
Oh my God, they're not breathing. Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Broadcasting from my gun-turned high-top Rancho Del Waldo, this is Uncle Waldo, and this is Campground Pirate Radio. You survived the holidays, so it's time to give yourself a little bit of a gift here. Here's some Alice in Chains for you.
Yeah.
Titans theme going. Here's a poll for you.
Now stop moving. sit to pee. This is your radio station. But if you piss all over the seat, then this is your radio station.
Campground Pirate Radio.
Going to hear that on Campground Pirate Radio. That's The Fad and Vinyl Paradise. Hey, here's another one. This band is called Toys That Kill, and this is Birds and Cat Suits.
Look at you.
Indy Central here for a little while. So here's the Reavers in Farewell Infliction.
Our standards. Now it's time to up yours. It's Uncle Waldo.
Hey everybody, how y'all doing? I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know I sure as hell did. Hey, I got some news here from deadseriousnews.com. It's the TSA. They're at it again. I had to get this to you right away. A 47-year-old gay man was arrested at San Francisco International Airport after ejaculating after being patted down by a male TSA agent. Percy Cummings, yep, that's his name, an interior designer from San Francisco, is being held without bail after the alleged incident, charged with sexually assaulting a federal agent. According to Cummings' partner, Sergio Armani, Cummings has multiple piercings in his manhood, which were detected during the full body scan. As a result, Cummings was pulled aside for a pat down. Armani stated that the unidentified TSA agent spent an inordinate amount of time groping Cummings, who had apparently become sexually aroused. Cummings, who has a history of sexual dysfunction, ejaculated while the TSA agent's hands was feeling the piercings. The TSA agent, according to several witnesses, promptly called for backup. Cummings was thrown to the ground and handcuffed. A TSA spokesperson declined to comment on the specific case, but said the that anyone ejaculating during a pat-down would be subject to arrest. I've got no words. This is 10 Page Pilot and In the City. Dug up some really underground indie stuff for you guys this week. I hope you're enjoying it. I sure as hell am. Hey, if you want to hear your music featured on the CPR, send an MP3, WAV, or AIF file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Like I said, if I like it, I'll play it. In the meantime, here's an interesting group I found. These are the Scarlet Pills and Dead.
Can wash your mind.
pills. You're only going to hear them on the CPR. Hey, here's another one. This is New Killer Stars. It can't stop now.
The world as we know it. It's the end of the world. it's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
School here. Okay, campers, I want you to all gather around. Put one hand on your iPod and raise the other hand to the sky. Because it's time for some religion. It's time for the Reverend Horton Heats.
Yeah. You hear what? I don't hear anything unusual.
A sort of strange, haunting music. It's been coming in on an interstellar frequency, softly intermittent, but at regular intervals, as though it were a message, perhaps a call to help.
Shopping season, Uncle Waldo. It's me, Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. This week, it's courtesy of the Federal Bureau of Investigations, or as I like to call them, the frame-up bunch of instigators. Yeah, they're at it again, just in time for the holidays, with visions of sugar plum terror and candy cane dreams of your submission to DHS's every squeeze, snoop, or scan. That's right, they just breathlessly exposed another one of their entirely manufactured terror plots with perfect media timing. Carefully recruiting a patsy, setting him up with a fake bomb and filling his head full of lies and empty promises, they sent him off to a Christmas tree lighting ceremony to blow up some infidels. The facts are, at least as the state's propaganda arm is recounting them, that one Mohammed Osman Mohammed, a 19-year-old naturalized Somali immigrant and ersatz jihadist, brought an inert device supplied to him by his FBI handlers to the annual Christmas tree lighting at Portland's Pioneer Courthouse Square. When he attempted to detonate that fake bomb, instead of the paradise replete with six dozen sexually inept virgin girls he'd expected, he was met with a gang of angry federal agents pointing Glocks at him. That show of force must have made quite an impression on the revelers assembled to watch what they expected to be a routine holiday ritual. You gotta give him credit for that flourish of genius. Santa's little helpers had their thinking caps on for that one. Why, so many Americans across the country were just at a tree lighting ceremony, or they're planning to attend one soon. After all, you just never know what those wily terrorists will think of next. Except, well, the FBI does, because they're apparently the only ones plotting to commit these violent acts of mass destruction. They're the ones who send their paid informants and agents provocateur to set up poor pathetic dupes for phony terrorist missions, all so they can grab headlines and justify their own existence, instead of actually keeping us safe. They're the ones trying to scare the shit out of us, presumably so we'll keep forking over the tax dollars in our desperate hope they'll be able to thwart the next 9/11, assuming they'd even want to, considering what a boon the first one was to their power. But really, that hope is in vain. Look at their track record. Not only were they caught totally pants down by 19 Saudis with box cutters 10 years ago, but they can't even make the charges stick on the guys they set up. From the Houthi militia to the Liberty City 7, their cases just fall apart in court. But even if everyone's acquitted, it doesn't really matter. The PR effect has already been achieved. The pot's been stirred and Americans are made even more afraid of terrorism, and thus willing to hand over their civil liberties and constitutionally protected rights wholesale. This particular incident is the second time in less than 6 months that the FBI has put someone up to using a fake bomb. The last time came hot on the heels of the Times Square losers' failed attempt, which, while never revealed as such, had all the hallmarks of another one of these frame-ups. Samir Hassoun was given another inert device made by the feds and sent to a Dave Matthews concert to set it off, whereupon FBI agents swooped in to arrest him. See, they really do know what they're doing with their mass manipulation. Millions of Americans saw that and thought, gee, I go to baseball games, I could have been blown up. Oh my God! The government said he acted alone, but actually the FBI held his hand from day one. FDR once said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." He was trying to inspire Americans to overcome the tremendous challenges of the Great Depression. But these days, the government seems hard at work sowing panic and fear throughout the land in furtherance of their totalitarian agenda. When it comes to terrorist plots, the FBI is working twice as hard as Al-Qaeda. So remember, the next time you hear about one of these manufactured terror plots, don't you worry, because in the FBI's own words, the public was never in danger. But the Bill of Rights certainly was, and it still is.
Watching the detectives. Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
Underground, the Hush Sound and Wine Red.
Who shot that arrow in your throat? Who missed the crimson apple? It hung heavy on the tree above your head. This chaos, this calamity, this garden once was perfect. Give your immortality to me. I'll set you up against the stars.
Gloria.
Love's love. the leaves.
Gloria, we ride, we can't go on. This is the time and this is the place to be alive.
The sea's wide red, this is the death of beauty. The doves that die, the lovers that fly.
Guest. Campground Pirate Radio.
Store. Now let's all stop for a moment because we have an important public service announcement from the Drowsies.
We're gonna teach ya, we're gonna teach ya how to make a quesadilla. Gonna teach ya, we're gonna teach ya how to make a quesadilla. use your mind. Just follow these simple directions, and you will be just fine. You're gonna need tortillas, vegetable oil, of course some shredded cheese, and whatever else you'd like to put inside, it can be whatever you please. We're gonna teach ya, we're gonna teach ya, how to make a quesadilla. Gonna teach ya, we're gonna teach ya, how to make a quesadilla. So you let the pan get warm, don't overdo it on the vegetable oil. Okay, now lay the tortilla in the pan with the cheese and let the cheese melt a little. And then you fold the tortilla over and let it cook on one side, then flip. You put everything else in the tortilla too with the cheese. You know, we're gonna teach ya, we're gonna teach ya how to make a quesadilla. Gonna teach ya, we're gonna teach ya how to make a quesadilla. I'm gonna give you just a little advice before you lose your mind. So in case of a nuclear apocalypse, you will be just fine. As long as you have tortillas and vegetable oil, and of course shredded cheese, you'll be eating quesadillas for the rest of your life, or at least as long as you please. We're gonna teach ya, we're gonna teach ya how to make a quesadilla. Gonna teach ya, we're gonna teach ya how to make a quesadilla.
And how to make a quesadilla. I love that song. Hey, I got one now from your favorite band. It's Igor, Oleg, Elena, and Adam. Yep, it's the Red Elvises and Venice. And you're only going to hear this on the CPR.
Thank you.
I've got something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, I'm gonna let you down and leave you flat. Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that. Well, it's the second time I caught you talking to him. So I have to tell you one more time, I think it's a sin. I think I let you down.
Let you down.
And leave you flat.
Gonna let you down and leave you flat.
Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that. Everybody's green. Cause I'm the one who won your love. But if they'd see
to paradise. A gunshot rings out at the station. Another urchin snaps and left it on his own. It makes me wonder why I'm still here. But some strange dreams and it's now feeling like I am. And I'm never gonna go. Welcome to
welcome to paradise.
Stank on the CPR. Hey, I want to thank everybody for coming out and hanging out with us again today. That was fun playing. Hey, listen, if you want to hear your music played on the CPR, drop me an MP3, a WAV, or an AIF file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Like I said, if I like it, I'll play it. Hey, and follow us over on Facebook. You can find us at www.facebook.com/campgroundpirateradiofans. And also, you can follow me at Uncle Waldo on Twitter. Hey, and I'd like to remind everybody about a project we're doing. You know, everybody remembers the opt-out program that was supposed to happen the day before Thanksgiving, and that thing kind of tanked. And I think the problem was is everybody had to do something while they're in the business of doing something they needed to do. Well, this is called I Won't Be Home for Christmas, and it's really simple. All you have to do is nothing. Just don't fly between December 15th and the countdown on New Year's Eve. Send the TSA and the airlines a message that you're not going to put up with this garbage anymore. So drop by the blog at campgroundpirateradio.com and take a look at I Won't Be Home for Christmas. It explains the whole thing, but it's pretty simple. Hopefully you'll join us and show the TSA we're not going to take it lying down anymore. Anyways, before we take off, I'm going to leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. I'll leave you with some Rush. Y'all have a wonderful week, and I'll catch you next time. All right? Peace. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.